In 2004, it was Andrew Murray or Brendan Cook. 2008, you could take your pick. Tyler Schofield, Matt Francis, or Matt Reed. In 2009, it was all Matt Reed. In 2016, it was either Kyle Bowman or Jerry Fitzgerald. They were all known as the man for their teams. When the going got tough, they would find a way to score that big goal. Who's the man right now? I couldn't tell you that either. Trust me, there are several options out there. Plenty of guys who could be the man. They just need to find out who that is. Last night, even Coach Cerutori was yelling from the bench for that one person to step up to the plate and try to hit that game-winning home run.
I'm on the bench just screaming, somebody's going to have to take charge on this team. Somebody's going to have to take charge. They're just trying to will guys at this particular time.
Like I said, there were several options last night, like Adam Brady.
Beaudry stick handles it into the offensive zone, carries it down the far side wall. Beavers a centering pass. It goes off of a skate, and it goes in. Beaudry threw it from behind the net. It hits a skate, and it goes in. All right, it wasn't Beaudry. It was Adam Brady. Brady threw it off the back of the skates of the goalie, Devin Carroll.
Or Charlie Combs.
Brady back for Beaudry with a drive. Blocker save made by Carroll. Rebound picked up by Aaron Miller. Back for Brady. Brady cross ice. Combs shoots. Scores! Lifts the water bottle up off the top of the net. Bemidji State's Charlie Combs. An Ottertail power play goal has tied it at two.
Or Charlie Combs again.
Phillips pushes it ahead. Combs. Combs for Sillinger. Sillinger carries it ahead. Three on three. Drops it back for Charlie Combs, shoots and scores!
Show me a leader that won't compromise! Show me a leader so hope never dies!
Or like Jay Dickman. Dickie didn't score a goal last night, but of his four shots, he also had three that hit the pipe. This could be anyone's team, any one of the guys on this roster capable of being the guy. It could be Justin Beaudry. It could be Charlie Combs. Could be Adam Brady. Could be Jay Dickman. It might even be Hank Johnson's team.
It comes back to center. 5 seconds left. Beavers turn it over with a shot. Hank Johnson comes out, makes the save. Hank then dives back over to the goal line and covers it as the horn sounds and the scoreboard hits zeros.
Or it could be Zach Driscoll's team tonight. Any of those guys and countless others on this roster could be the man. Let's see which of them wants to take the role tonight. These last five games have been some of the most fun I've had calling games at BSU. Action on both ends of the ice, chances galore, entertaining hockey to say the least. Will tonight follow suit? We shall soon find out. Game 2, Beavers and Tech Huskies, next on the Beaver Radio Network.